Looks like we've lost him on the line there. I wanted to give him
Sorry,
a chance.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
So there are two distinct issues, quite correctly pointed out. But one is a political issue, and I don't comment on that. And this is clearly something that needs to be dealt with between the various parties and the coalition which currently exists, and who has the right to make the appointment and on what basis. On the labor law side, as I've said before, there will be a factual dispute as to the position that these persons are employed into. And the definition for a political appointee is somebody who supports the work of a political principle. So who are those principles? Quite correctly, we heard from the previous caller, the chief whip, the speaker, the chairpersons, and other union representatives touched on it. So those positions, if they're found to be, if any of these 120 or 130 persons are found to be in those positions, then there may be a legitimate argument to be made. Well, then they are political appointees. Having them in office is not going to further the current political or coalition which is in place. And in that respect, perhaps then terminating that the employment is justifiable. But my comment is really about whether this is a fixed-term contract and what protection they should have once they've been converted into permanent appointees. And I know that they must not actually use the term fixed in term, which is quite a nice term to use, because it means that the appointees are appointed for the balance of a term or for the duration of a term of their political masters or principles. And that when that political, when there's a political change, then they too must vacate those offices to allow others who work in concert and in furthering of the new structures, aims, objectives, charter to come in and hold those positions. And I just wanted to touch on, I know we're running short of time, just on the one issue raised by the union, and that's consistency. And certainly that is something which the labor law would insist on. So any court or arbitrator considering this down the line would want to know that the city applied this new policy consistently across all the converted contracts and not just some of those contracts. Because if it weren't to do that, that would be an immediate failing on its part.
All right. See, let me thank you so much for your time and for staying with us this morning. Karabo, let me end it off with you very briefly. What happened?